Hi there. The word for today is on battling bitterness. Isaiah 38, verse 17, we read, I had great bitterness, but you delivered my soul. At 92, Jenny never missed a chance to recall how her sister refused to buy her a pair of shoes 50 years ago. All those years. Acts 8:23 refers to it as, quote, marinating in the gall of bitterness. And Peterson says, and I quote, an offense burrows into our hearts. We replay it, creating ruts that'll be hard to rebuild later. We enlist support, which pushes us further into resentment. We decipher the offense as intentional and our offender as full of spite. As we find reasons, real or imagined, we dislike these people. We form another layer of bitterness. And then, like a beach ball we tried to submerge, it just keeps popping up and splashing everybody around it. Sound familiar? The Bible says make sure bitterness doesn't take root and grow up to cause trouble that corrupts many. So, keep these three things in mind. One, forgiveness isn't optional. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now, it may not always be possible to live in harmony with everyone, but God still requires you to forgive those who've hurt you and make every effort to heal it. Number two, as you forgive, you yourself are forgiven. The Bible says that when you're full of bitterness, you are a captive to sin. Don't forget that Jesus didn't just die for you. He died for those who offend you. Do they always deserve forgiveness? Of course not. But then again, do we? You know the answer. And number three, pray for your enemies. That's a powerful strategy. Ask God to bring to mind people you need to forgive. And when you pray for them, the bitterness you feel in your heart toward them will begin to melt. You see, it's impossible to consistently hold on to resentment if you're consistently praying for somebody. That kind of prayer is a healing force. Yes, sometimes it's hard to forgive, but the Bible says, Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the word for you today.